I said we're the best kept slaves. Because she had said that she doesn't know how people in third world countries live, and you had said to her, like, that's how, like, majority of the world lives. So it's like this is the land of the free, and, like, the freest country, riches, yeah, for the people who can afford to live free and rich. Yeah. But everybody else, we living off, like, top-grade table scraps. Everybody else is living off dirt table scraps. Mm. You know what I mean? They get the... They have to go from travel, whatever they do, and however they survive, they're doing it on dirt roads. We're doing it on paved roads. Mm. And we got the luxury of brick buildings, and we have, like, heating and central heating and electricity and water and all that. But at the end of the day, we're still slaves, just like no different than them. We're just... It's just crazy.
So, listen, back to what happened the last couple of days. I mean, that's all... What... Like, what was the response of the authorities? Like I was hearing that they turned, before it even happened, they turned off the electricity, they turned off the hot water.
I think so. I mean, I don't know exactly if they turned it off or if it actually got short circuited because of the water came in. But when the lights went out, that was the first to go, electricity. And then we still had water. And I think, I'm not sure exactly when, but the water probably went out later that night, by the next day. And that was still kind of, like, shocking in itself. All right. So I don't really know how it all turned out. And it seemed like the police was kind of helping, but they almost was on an island of their own, because when the water came in, Avenue C was flooded.
It was flooded over here, right?
Yeah. It where we're standing right now, there was water. And it was, like, almost, like, knee deep, knee high. So it only where, like, maybe in the front of this building and my building right there, was like where there was some dry land on the sidewalk, but it still came up to where the benches were at. And then I looked down the street towards Avenue C, down A Street, and it's like halfway down the street, it was dry. But then that's when the water came up, because I heard some people who ventured down there just to see, like, the cars were submerged. Like, the water was coming up waist high over there. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, he lives on 12th Street. He said he lived on the first floor. He said the water almost came up to his window.
And where were the closest shelters? They were around here?
That I don't know. The only thing I know is that they handed out papers as far as to go to shelters, and they had some buses around, but I figured I was better off here because I knew I had some things to survive.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to go to a shelter, be cramped up in some building, and have to wait on food rations or anything, and have to fight for a spot to sleep in, and then just be there for 2, 3, however days in a place where I'm not comfortable at, my own security. If I'm a starve and I'm a... If anything bad is going to happen, I'd rather happen to me in my own home.
Yeah.
You know, because being there, you don't know what kind of chaos is going over there, because people are agitated, frustrated, like being at a concert, and it's just like elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder. People are just tight. So at some point, people are going to get frustrated. Then you got your kids, you may have your mother and your father, elderly. So you're going to be even more aggressive and protective of them because of a lack of space or a lack of food or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.